Hi, Tara.
Hi, Alana.
I am so excited to welcome our listeners back to the weekly catch-up that we do on sports, reality TV, and pop culture. So everyone, get ready for X's and O's and Bravo shows.
And everything in between. Welcome to the Reality Playbook.
Hey, hey, hey. We're officially in the off-season.
Could you tell my brain kind of froze up for a second?
I know, right? NFL, we got NFL going, but now like basketball, I just feel like we should just have a title that just says basketball and just run down there's so much basketball on TV right now.
Yeah, but
we have the college, we have college women, college men, we got,
yes,
and those
that
games
I'm
have
excited
been
about.
out
Absolutely.
of sight. Shout out
Absolutely.
to the Maryland women. They like won on the last minute like shot. Shout out to them. They beat Ohio State. I mean, it's been fun. So anyway, so let's just dive into the NFL rumors since we're always kind of checking around there, especially given that we are, by the way, you're a Super Bowl champion, Eagles. Like they won the Super Bowl.
Right. Thank
Just
you for reminding me.
want to remind you about that.
Not like I don't watch highlights every day.
Jumping into it, apparently Saquon got his $41.2 million contract extension. Shout out to him.
Shout
All
out
of
to
it.
I'm giving Howie his flowers because he gave Saquon his flowers.
I appreciate you. Pay that man. But I did list the free agency list, just specifically the Philly Eagle team list. And so I don't love that there are many on here, but hopefully we can get deals done. Specifically, Mekhi Becton's on it. Hopefully they'll re-sign him. Zach Bond, but we've heard that Zach is going to get, I think was, they were looking to re-sign
Mekhi
Zach
Becton.
Bond. Yeah, oh yeah, Zach Bond, Mekhi Becton.
Josh Sweat.
Jack Driscoll. He's like, he's the backup, but he still is part of, Stout U. Kenneth Gainwell, you got to re-sign Kenneth because Kenneth, he has been so consistent and he is the little small one that can kind of like run through. So there's a few. Fred Johnson is currently on the O-line. Avante Maddox and Isaiah Rogers, both cornerbacks. They did release Slay, Darius Slay this week.
But there's a chance we
He
might
might come
see him
back.
back for.
Okay. And then the big one, well, we have Milton Williams also, but Josh Sweat.
Yeah, man. So
Let's talk about this trade rumor too. I forgot to put that on the list.
So I'm looking at this list. If I could only beg Howie for three,
Okay.
it would be sweaty. Well, it would be okay. Let me take my bias out of it. It would be Zach Bond one, sweaty two. Looking at Mekhi Becton and Milton Williams, who would I need? Who do we need more? Milton Williams. If
Yeah.
those were the three, if I could only have three off the list.
Yeah.
But I'm sure we'll be able to hold some of these people aren't going to command, major, major dollars. I don't think.
Right. The list is not heavy on star
It's just the
power.
ones that are the stars are they're going to be able to make a ton of money.
Agreed.
Zach Bond's going to be able to make money. I don't know why. I it's
He deserves it though. He
I don't second guess Howie. I just wish Howie could have made that happen before the season was over.
Yeah,
Didn't
but
kind of
I mean,
saw
he
it
showed up
trending.
though.
Yeah.
But that's the risk that you take.
Yeah.
So what, I didn't put this on the list, but where are we at with this Myles Garrett rumor?
So what are you hearing? Because I would love to have him, but I'm not giving up like my Georgia Bulldogs for him.
So they're saying that when I initially saw the rumor, they were saying that they would that it would have to be a trade, obviously, but they didn't say who would be a part of that. And a friend of mine, my fellow Eagle fans, suggested, that it would have to be picks and, someone that, like Jalix, might have to be a part of that package. But
See, I think Cleveland would want more than that. That's why I was thinking, like, you can't have any of my Georgia boys.
Right.
So
So yeah,
I don't
I
know.
don't
I'd love to
know.
have them. I wish it just was an issue of free agency instead of commanding a trade, but
Right. So hopefully I kind of would love to see this happen, so long as we keep the core, don't give, but Cleveland's not necessarily the most judicious or logical team. So we'll see if we can get a trade done that benefits us and gives us, benefits both sides, obviously, but it's not too much, so. Okay, so the Jets did release Davante Adams. Are we surprised?
No, his boy
Yeah.
is gone, so
He'll probably follow him. I keep seeing all this Aaron Rodgers to the Giants. Have you heard anything about Aaron Rodgers where he might end up?
I've just heard stuff. I haven't heard nothing more than rumors.
Yeah. And then Jimmy Johnson, another retirement.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't surprised. It's more just that, I don't like change. Even when it's a former cowboy, I don't like change. I'm used to stuff, especially folks who have been doing it since, before I can remember.
Right.
I can barely
So shout
remember
out to
Fox
him, but shout
without
out to
him.
him. He's always been a fun guy to watch on that show. And now, thank God, we don't have to hear how about them Cowboys. So,
I don't think we'd hear it even if he was on next season.
it's now a bunch of Patriots and Giants players, though. We got Pittsburgh, right? Pittsburgh represented. He might be the last cowboy.
Now, had Debo gone to the Commanders yet? By
Yeah,
the
we
time
didn't say that.
we didn't talk
Debo
about
went to the
that.
Commanders. What do you think about that trade?
I mean, it definitely gives Jalen another. Jalen, right? Yeah, another weapon. But I'm still
Jaden,
not
yeah.
Jaden. I'm sorry. I was
No,
like,
I
oh,
was, because
Jade.
there's like a
What?
lot. There's Jalen's Jaden, there's a
There's
McDaniels, and then
Jordan.
there's a
There's
Daniel. Like, I don't know who's Mac and who's Daniels. It's like, just to have one name.
again, everybody, my brain is already in the off season. But it does give him another weapon. But right now I'm still the Commanders are the solid number two in the NFC East. Not sure if it, I'm not sure they gain a lot of space on us,
I don't. The thing about Debo is, I think one, this is a Debo that's not the Debo that was scary and could play both wide receiver and running back, up to 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, and he comes off of injuries that he
Injuries.
suffers. Like every single season, it seems like he goes out for injury. Like, so I'm curious to see, obviously, like the San Francisco 49ers GM or assistant GM is the GM, I think, for the Redskins. I'm sorry, the Commanders. So there's a relationship there, but I feel like they keep getting like older players, but keep getting them, and definitely the him. Yeah, we can move on from him. Like, it's not, I'm not as scared. If you would have told me this 3 years ago, I'd be like, oh God, like, Lord have mercy. Anything else on the NFL front?
No, I wish the NFL Network would replay the Super Bowl. I'm tired of watching just regular football.
I was watching a little combine action,
Yeah.
and they actually showed, it was the defensive line, I think, combine. And so they showed the defensive line coach for the Eagles, and they just started, oh, they are such a great group. They coach so well. The coaches are just top notch. What they did, and I was like, oh, we're getting some love. Oh, okay. Guess we're
I
gonna win the
watched the
Super Bowl.
offensive linemen, their combine because they were talking about, their speed or whatever. And my friend Lane Johnson, he put the eyeballs up on his Instagram, which then made me look up, and I was like, "Oh, Lane was faster than all these mugs." He was. His 40 was faster
Pave
than
the
all
lane,
of
baby.
them.
Pave that lane. Yeah, it's been fun. It's been nice to kind of bask in our Super Bowlness. We're not even out. I mean, we just got out of the month of February, so
Right.
like, We got some more
It
time
hasn't
to
been, it
enjoy
has not
this.
been a full month yet.
Love it. So jumping into basketball,
Okay.
JoJo, I guess, and the Sixers, maybe they listened to the show. Maybe we just gave this like, we just threw this out there. I don't know, into the universe, but JoJo, Joel Embiid is now going forward with the knee surgery to repair what Michael Malone caused last season, for
Allegedly, I'll give you a
his
specific.
comments, allegedly comments. I say I believe he caused it. It's an opinion, I guess. It's not a statement of fact. But his push to, getting mad that Joel was going to sit, the Denver game or whatever because of his like knee, I guess, whatever. I digress. So Joel is going to go back under surgery. So now our Sixer team is Tyrese Maxey, Paul George, and a whole bunch of star people who have done well on other teams, and hopefully they
And
can
the
pull it
dancing
together.
bear from France. Yeah, with Soleil. Put some respect on his name.
You know what? I
And
am
then they
so
messed
impressed
around
with
and
him.
beat the Warriors.
I'm actually really, I like him a lot.
I do too.
I think he is such a good pickup. I think that whole the Maxey, Yabusele, and
And now I guess Quentin Grimes, who came out
what's my
of
boy?
nowhere. Kelly Oubre?
Yes, you do exactly what I'm talking about. I love him too. I think they're just, it's like a little quirky little group, but I think it's hopefully they're bonding, and maybe next season we'll see, when Joe comes back, a really solid team that, it's scary, and hopefully they can make some trades to get some shooters.
Well,
And then,
I went to the Sixers Warriors game Saturday night.
how was it?
Well, of course, the game before Steph goes crazy and has 56, which it always seems that he has these great games right before the Sixers games, or unfortunately might get hurt right before the Sixers game. He had a good game. He had a very good game, but just not the show that he put on the game before. I did get to see him dunk. He said it was his last dunk, but I witnessed Steph Curry dunk. But like I said, the Sixers messed around and beat the Warriors. And I was like, what is the point? And so Quentin Grimes, I think he had like 40 points. Couldn't miss. Couldn't miss. It was interesting being in the arena. I did not disrespect my team. I wore my Sixers hoodie. I wore my Sixers jacket. I confused the man that was sitting next to me, though, as I loudly cheered for Steph Curry. But the crowd there, I mean, there were a lot of gold and yellow hoodies, Steph Curry jerseys, of course, a lot of little kids. But the crowd, and I understood that kind of pissing off the Sixers. I get it, but it's Steph Curry, but I still get it. Jimmy Butler did not play. I think he had a back strain because I was interested to see how the crowd was going to respond to Jimmy, but he did not play. So the Sixers won that game and then promptly lost to the Trailblazers last night, and they
The Trailblazers
plummeted.
have been taking like stealing games right now. Trailblazers look good. Chauncey Billups, whatever he's doing, keep doing it, boo, because they're crushing it. I watched them. Who did they play? Did they play? Oh, they didn't play OKC. They played a really like a, I think it was Cleveland, maybe. Yeah, it was a Cleveland game. They went to OT on Cleveland. That
Okay.
Trailblazers team is not playing around now. Like it seems like they hustle. They play
Well,
hard. And this is like the Rockets team. Half the Rockets players were out during last night, like a bunch of them. But they still, put up a really good fight against OKC. Like OKC was like trailing them
okay.
most of the game, and then they won.
Well, in addition to the Sixers losing that game, they also lost Tyrese Maxey. So he's out. He's not playing the Timberwolves tonight because he came down on his back hard.
Oh.
So hoping that it's nothing more than, bruising or tightness.
It sounds like similar issue with the going on with our Dallas Mavericks.
Well, no, don't even say that because Kyrie is out for the year.
Well, I
We're hoping
mean,
Maxey is just back out for a game.
right, the back
But
is different, not an ACL. I guess I'm just saying comparable to losing a player. Hopefully not for the season, obviously, with Tyrese. But unfortunately, Kyrie is out for the rest of the season. He tore his ACL in his left knee, and he works so hard. He's really turned this maturity corner, and I root for him.
The Mavs are the only team that I do root for that comes out of Dallas because I loved Dirk. I loved,
Yeah.
but man, and then now they got my play,
Everybody
but goodness
is
gracious.
decimated. Like that team, I wonder if that team had all the big men that are out, right? Plus now Kyrie. That team's going to be serious if they can get healthy. Like I do think it could be like they're going to be serious next season.
Next season, yeah,
But
but
everybody's got to come back from injury
right.
and has to be strong and be able to get through it. But Kyrie's been working his butt off every single game. And so part of this might be because he works his butt off every game because he knows that the pressure's on him essentially to lead the team to try to, push, especially given that AD, has been out. So
So sorry, Mavs fans.
my flowers are absolutely given to
But
Kyrie.
to be a sports fan in Dallas has got to be miserable right about now.
I don't mind the Cowboys, but I feel for the Mavs fans, like the because that's it's just it, the whole situation. I mean, we've talked a lot about this, which I might not have pu completely published it, our conversation and comments, but it's just unfortunate, to see Luka go for really no good reason.
And he's looking slimmer to me in those Laker, that Laker yellow.
I mean, he's getting his I think it's like he's getting his rhythm together. I do think next season will definitely be a season where we're going to see them being able to bounce off of one another a bit more, but right now I think it's like we're trying to figure out what's going on here. They're trying to figure out like what's going on essentially. So anything else on the basketball Unrivaled? They actually are starting their playoffs. I believe it's going to be, I think it starts next week. So it's been really fun to watch three on three tournament. So
You are
definitely,
definitely a faithful cheerleader of Unrivaled.
I am such a cheerleader there. It's a good product. You're getting to see some of the top WNBA players, plus other role players from those teams come out, and just shoot the lights out and defend. I mean, Angel Reese, there's a lot of bodying going on. They're playing defense, unlike, the All-Star game, and they don't. Well, except for this year, but the years pass. It's nice to see the women coming together, even though they're on different WNBA teams, and working together. And then we're going to see them continue this basketball thing in a couple of months. So excited. Can't wait for March Madness.
It's time for the conference tournaments, right? Coming up.
Man, yes. And I think and there before we wrap up basketball and go to the reality, did you see the Texas and South Carolina situation?
I didn't see it. I just heard about it. I don't know what else was, I don't know what I was doing. But
So
anyway, I didn't see it.
I watched the end of the South Carolina game. I watched like the second half. I didn't really watch the Texas
Oh,
game.
you're talking about the coin toss, right?
Right. They both won,
I
and
didn't watch the coin toss.
so they were actually they were like so basically in order to like we're like put them into the conference, championship tourney, whatever. They both of us the records are were like the same, and so the SEC chairman had to like flip a coin essentially
To see who's going to be number one,
who's going to be number one, who's going to be number two. So it's kind of crazy to
which
think
is
that
silly to me. I was
you
like, can't you use like point differential or like something that's to me is more meaningful and like the players had some say in it, not a coin toss, even though
and
it did work out for the Gamecocks.
You know what? Dawn's been through a lot this season with her team. So It's been hard for her lately, you know. But she is, they are the number one seed and Texas number two. So, but they get a double bye. Both of the teams, I think, get a double bye. So we'll see what happens in the SEC, you know, women's basketball tournament. And that's it.
All
Well,
right.
USC UCLA was real. There were so many
Yes.
celebrities in the crowd. Like they were like, we can't show you all of the people that are here, but
To me, the most important were the Millers. The Millers arrived,
that was
Reggie
so
and
cool to
Cheryl.
see. Yeah, Reggie and Cheryl go to this game. The USC UCLA game, just iconic. I think it was a really good, a well-played game. Juju is such an, oh, just I love her, like how smooth she is.
Yeah. Do you see
Just how
that
smooth.
block?
Which block?
She had a blow. Oh, the one when Cheryl dapped her up and
Oh no,
she
I
down
didn't see it. I didn't see
the
that part. I love me some Cheryl Miller. I think she's one of the goats
Yeah.
of women's basketball. And but there were so many celebrities in the building, and we know Jason Sudeikis, he's like always at a women's basketball game somewhere, so he's gonna show up somewhere. But
Miles Garrett was there.
Myles Garrett, well, yeah, and Jalen, I'm sorry, Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
Good Lord, all y'all is the name the same. Can't we just let's call y'all Jay. Jay Daniels was there. In my family, there's like a ton of Roberts, so everybody had to get their nickname. And
Okay.
so some was Robbie, some were Rob, some were Robert, some were Rue. So like we need to maybe make some nicknames for these
For all
guys,
these quarter and they're all quarterbacks.
right? And then like there's a Jaden McDaniels on the Mavs, and they call his name constantly. So it just gets even worse. Because then he like, especially when we like football and basketball were playing, I used to be like, wait, what? And so it like it just didn't register. Anyhow, but yeah, he was out there. And so yeah, so it was really like the event in LA.
Yeah.
I guess proper. So that's all I've got on the basketball side. Anything else? Did I miss anything?
Nope, I'm still waiting for baseball to start, even though you're not.
No, I'm excited to see. I have no expectations.
Okay.
But I do think maybe next week we should kind of run down who's on what teams,
Right.
because there were so many trades. You know, someone thinks that the Mets are better than the Yankees, or they're the team in New York. They've been the team in New
That.
York.
Okay. I don't
The one
know.
that just signed the deal over there because they didn't give him his own box or
Oh,
something. He
right.
was like, "Yeah, the Mets have been are New York's team." I'm
Okay.
like, bro, no, that ain't
Hasn't
true.
been New York's team. He hasn't been on this earth when they were New York's team.
I'm like, I can maybe give it to you in the 80s,
Right. He
but I don't
wasn't
know that.
alive.
I don't know if that's the right statement.
Yeah.
So, we should break down some of these changes because they're significant changes
Okay.
and they're going to be scary to see what really changed for the National League, LA. In the Mets. Awesome.
Oh man. Yeah. The Dodgers,
Reality.
the only thing I'm going to say about the Dodgers are coming too early in the season. They're coming in April. It can still be cold. I like to watch the Phillies play the Dodgers in nice, sunny
They
June.
have multiples, don't they?
I
No.
don't think so. Like I will, at least I have to look at the schedule again because I was looking and all I saw was I just saw April dates. So I don't know. I could have been mistaken, but I'll
I
double
thought they
check
played
again.
them like a couple times, but maybe I'm wrong.
But
Maybe I.
it could be they play them here and then they go out there.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought that there was like last season there were games where they were like coming over, like they would we would be one place and they come here because it's such a long season. So
Yeah, I'll
let's
look
confirm
again.
that. Intern.
Well, while they check on that, we will move on to Bravo. Well, that wraps up our weekly conversation with each other and you. Tell a friend to tell a friend and join us in our conversation each week. Bye, Alana.
Good night. Bye. Go
Go Bert.
birds.
Go Bert.
We're Super Bowl champs. If y'all didn't know, every week, my super, every week for the rest of the year. And yeah, looking forward to chatting with you about the brackets and all that good stuff.
The madness is
The
coming.
madness is
Check
coming.
out, you see my sweatshirt? I haven't even put away my, this is a new
I haven't
sweatshirt.
seen it. I
It
can't see
says
it.
Go Birds.
Oh, I know
Birds.
that's right.
Like, at what point do I stop wearing Eagle stuff? Never.
Never, never, never. Not never, not ever. All right,
Good
bye,
night.
y'all.
Good night and a great week. Bye, everybody.